That is Great Aunt Ida with a song called Water and Bones from the record I'll Fall, which is one of her earlier ones that she put out. Great Aunt Ida, originally from Vancouver. Well, she's actually originally from somewhere in BC, not Vancouver. The island? Interior? In Vancouver for a long time. And then now she's in Windsor or Detroit or something. And before that, some Mike O'Neill from Halifax. Used to be in a band called the Inbreds. He's now a solo singer, songwriter, still around, still playing songs, just not very often. What Happens Now is the record. That's his first solo record. Something Nice is the name of the song. Before that, Abramson Singers with a song called Hallmark Poetry Limited, song about the chicken factory down on Hastings Sunrise. And before that, some Malcolm Jack. My Own Bewitchment is the name of the record, or actually I Am My Own Bewitchment is the name of the record. Worry Till I'm Buried is the name of the song. Malcolm Jack, I'm gonna working on getting him on the show very soon at some point, so probably in the new space. Hopefully we come out and play a couple songs in the new space, so watch for that. And before Malcolm Jack, I play some Aaliyah Ray with the song called Flies. And looks like it's off a 7-inch or two-song release called Flies and Lancaster. I believe one of the songs called Flies, the other one's called Lancaster. Playing that for Mr. Kevin Schofield. I hang out with him this weekend. I used to know him, or maybe you know him. He was playing drums in an old little band called Basement Suites. And he was mentioning how much he liked that band and that music, and I decided, why don't I play some of that song on the program tonight? And I did, and hope you enjoyed it. Before Aaliyah Ray, I played some 2-Minute Miracles. A song was called Since We Were Married. You are listening to CITR Radio. This is on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, which is on unceded Musqueam territory. It is now 10 o'clock. We have a band getting ready to be ready to play for you in a studio. Soundtrack's happening right now. It is Isaac Solomon. That's going to be happening very soon. Until that happens, I'm actually going to play for you the songs from a brand new record that he's putting out. The record is called The Evening. It's an EP, so The Evening EP, and that's coming out on July the 10th. I am going to play a couple of tracks. Well, actually, I'm going to play a bunch of tracks from it. And after that, you will hear the music live as well. So do not go anywhere. Let's get started with the first song on the record. This song is called Weekend in the World, Isaac Solomon on CITR.
Everybody knows from San Francisco to Tokyo, the shades are drawn down, the blinds closed up, and the warmth of your skin wraps me up and holds me down. To each other when it's weekend in the world. You don't wanna leave your bed. That's fine, cause we can stay and lay right here for the next 2 days. Pyramid built on an intricate quilt. Old wine, if I may, improves day by day. So please moderate your growing pains. The magazines you read as daily routine entice and they spice, but they are not what they seem. A hoax, a cruel joke to make you believe your gray hairs are something obscene. You're gonna fall. In Britain, you're nowhere near Berlin at all. Once painted in white, must have been quite a sight. What's best, you show the press you've got some fight.
That is a song called Growing Pains from Isaac Solomon, who's gonna be playing on the program very shortly. It's playing a few tracks from the record The Evening, which he's putting out, coming out in a few weeks' time, July 10th, which is on a Saturday. I play Growing Pains, and I also played Weekend in the World. Isaac will be joining us very shortly, still working on the sound check. The checking is happening right now. We'll be on live in studio as soon as we can. Until then, enjoy more songs from this record, which is called The Evening. This is a song called On the Run. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
crested a tree. Sunset, how come we never see the sea? Pa said, follow me, oh, to see the sea without a chance to swim. Won't be no end, so we'll dive in and swim, 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 because we can.
Car-Free Vancouver Day is celebrating over a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. We are about community engagement, environmental sustainability, and active transportation. We are 100% volunteer-run and can't do it without your help. Come out on Sunday, June 21st, and help us envision a more sustainable, playful city. And if you have a few spare hours, please consider volunteering. For more information, go to www.carfreevancouver.org.
UBC Learning Exchange Trek Program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Sweet nets cast a modest catch, humming a nautical theme. Back, the wind dies down, sails furled, rowing to lighthouse island.
Hello, this is Isaac Solomon. Thank you all for tuning in. CRTR 101.9 FM. That was the radio debut of the first four songs of the Evening EP that's coming out July 10th in a few weeks. We're going to play one more song from it called Tintern Abbey, and then we're going to play a couple tunes from it. So keep on listening. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for listening.
The deer walk with us, but mostly we're alone. The bear takes a long, but mostly we're alone. Flickering farmland lays low. This is home.
Right, that was Isaac Solomon off his latest record, The Evening EP. Tintern Abbey is the name of the song. All the four songs you just heard were recorded, previously recorded. But now we're going to switch over to the live music portion of his set. This is Isaac Solomon live in studio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Good evening, everyone. We're going for a record for how many times we can say evening in one radio performance.
Evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My name's Isaac. I'm here with Danny.
How's it going?
Danny Vaughn over there. I'm not sure if they're panned on the left and right of your headphones, but we're really glad to be here at COTR. Thank you for having us, guys. We're playing some tunes from the Evening EP, which you may or may not have just heard, depending on how long you've been with us. And this is going to be the smash single, I'm hoping, but not planning. It's called It's the Weekend in the World. Not cause anybody said, but cause everybody knows, from San Francisco to Tokyo, the shades are drawn down, the blinds closed up, and the warmth of your skin wraps me up and holds me down. We can stay, lay right here for the next 2 days. That's Isaac Solomon with his brand new single. No. Alright, thank you so much for listening, guys. That was the first song off that record. We're going to be doing another one.
I thought that was all we got paid for.
And he's on his union break.
Union so mandated break.
Do the rest of the songs on my own. My brother and his wife, my new sister-in-law, just moved to Vancouver, so I'm going to dedicate this one to them. Congratulations, guys. Welcome to Van City.
Show the press, you've got some fight. I was growing pains. Thanks for listening. My name's Isaac Solomon, Isaac with a K, Solomon like salmon with an extra letter. I recently realized that was a good way to explain it because these boxes that say salmon in this lounge at UBC radio station.
I'm Danny, also with a K.
Danny with a K.
And Vaughn spelt like buffalo but with two V's and stuff. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
It's Isaac without a P, as in Venezuela.
Jeez.
And that is the trouble with me. And so is this. That was a joke. Trouble with me is I can't stop rolling down the road. And the trouble with me is I'm 100 miles an hour too slow. Called The Trouble With Me. That's not on that record that we're putting out very soon, but it will be on another record that we will put out also soon.
Descriptive.
Danny was very nervous for this show. I know. That's a joke.
Trying to figure out where you're going with this.
We were incredibly nervous for this show, but we're relaxed now, chilled out. This lounge is nice and dark. We've got a few lamps around us. Maybe there'll be some multimedia content to back that up later, but for now you'll just have to trust us. If you like what you're hearing, which I hope you do, we're playing a couple shows in the next few weeks. I'm playing this Sunday at Main Street and 30th Avenue at Car Free Day Festival. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm on about 3:30 p.m. And then later that week at Make Music Vancouver in Gastown, playing at 5:30. That's this Wednesday, June 24th in Gastown. And then opening for my very good friends at The Racket at the Media Club on July 2nd. I cannot wait to hear them. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun playing at the Media Club July 2nd, Thursday. This is a song called The Run. It's third up on the EP, and I think it's fourth up right now. Here we go.
Push them away with a hint of time, but tonic and gin won't fix your problems. They'll just keep you up on the run. Did a tree. Sun said, how come we never see the sea? Pa said, follow me, oh, to see the sea without a chance to swim. Won't be no way, so we'll dive in. Can.
That was a song called The Run. Until about an hour ago, it was called On the Run. And that is how it appears in track listing. But Danny here turns out to be really, really adept at writing good song titles.
I'm a creative genius, and there's no other way to put it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my days.
Daniel, I realized that that song, if it's titled On the Run, shares a name with a local gas station, Quick Mart.
Where you can go get your snacks and beverages and little sandwiches.
It's great if it's if that's the purpose, but that's not the purpose of
it. It's not a song, really. No.
So, effective immediately, that was The Run. We're going to play one more song. This one also isn't on the CD, but that's all the information you need to know. My name is Isaac Solomon. Isaac with a K. Solomon like salmon with an extra letter. This is CITR 101.9 FM, joined by Danny Vaughn. Thank you, Danny.
No worries.
I'm going to play one more song, and then I think we get to talk to Ben over there. Thanks so much to Evan and friends for doing sound here. This is All About It.
Sometimes I think that you like to worry, but that ain't true most of the time. I know you and know you like to hurry on Friday night. And I know all about it. And I know what to do. I'd rather talk than scream and shout about it. 'Cause we're so good at talking, me and you. Talk with your hands so I can see what you mean when you say, don't walk away. And I know all about it. And I know what to do. Oh, 'cause nobody likes to be told to calm down. And everybody likes to wear a frown sometimes. Oh, sometimes.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm Isaac Solomon. This is Danny Vaughn. You can visit my website, which is my name, one last time, with a K, spelled like salmon, .ca. Just released a free single from the IP. First song we played was Weekend in the World. That's the single. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
That was Isaac Solomon on CITR. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be chatting with the band very shortly as they run across the studio. Going to hear a little PSA, and then we'll be back with the artists.
Is it going to pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at CITR.ca/newstationcelebration.
See you there!
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
It's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and you just heard a live set, live in studio from Isaac Solomon. And joining me in studio is Isaac.
Hello.
And Danny, how are you doing?
Not bad, how are you?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for coming out and playing on the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, that sounded fantastic.
Thanks.
Talk quickly about the EP.
Yeah.
So, when was it recorded and how?
It was recorded from spring. What does it say on there?
where did you get?
No, it's not his EP. It's a fake.
Actually, this is the EP of covers. No, that's a joke.
Covers.
Recorded from autumn of 2014 to the spring of 2015, as my album sleeve says. That's pretty much exclusively done in my home studio, which is very near my bedroom. It's not my bedroom though, in Kits. So it's got a lot of Vancouver flavor to it, at least in my mind.
Right. Like, what kind of equipment do you have? How does one have a? Is it just a computer, or is it?
It's a computer and some really workhorse mics that I've had for ages.
Right.
I do a lot of recording myself. So I've been able to invest in the gear because it's been a good investment, and it's helped me out a lot.
But if you get a good mic and you take care of it, it lasts for lasts forever.
Oh, absolutely! I've got these; they're Audio Technica 3035s. Oh, we're getting esoteric. that my friend gave to me for very cheap in high school, and I've recorded nearly everything on them except for a few key tracks, but I've just been so impressed with them. They're great. So thank you, Audio Technica, if you want to.
I should mention also that you are one of the main sound person on this program.
Yes.
Sound person on the program. Thanks for how long now? It's
6 months.
For 6 months,
Something like that. Yeah. It's been really fun. Anytime you listeners out there, tune in and hear a live band on Radio Hell, on Thunderbird Radio Hell. That's Evan and me working together behind the scenes. That's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So your life just seems to be, because I was reading your bio here, you started playing a violin when you were like a little toddler. And it seems like, you play among other instruments as well. And now you does recording and you does live music sound support. Is it just, you're very audio type of person, the music?
Absolutely. There's never been any other thing that I've ever been interested in. At all. Like, can you think of anything that I've been interested
in? Your hair?
It's
pretty good.
This episode is sponsored by Moroccan oil.
when did you start playing the guitar? When did you get into singing and writing songs and lyrics and such?
Well, it was obviously
when
preceded.
You were five. before you learned to talk, you were singing.
I would always demand people listen to me. I'd say, there's gonna be a concert, and I'd take my violin bow and whack my brother over the head. That is a true story. But songwriting didn't come until guitar came when I was probably 8 years ago, something
right,
like that.
Right.
My mom showed me a YouTube video of a guy playing Pachelbel's Canon but rocking it. It was amazing. Right. And we went out probably the next day to Target. I'm from Washington, D.C.
Right.
To Target and bought one of their electric guitar packs. It was just phenomenal. I didn't want to waste any time with acoustic for some reason, because now that's nearly all I play. so it was a big back and forth there.
Right. Yeah. Did you like playing instruments when you were younger, like the violin and all that stuff? You did?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because a lot of kids don't necessarily like when...
Well, to be clear, I hated practicing.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for my parents for keeping me on it. Because it was just been my life since I was three, literally. And I haven't really thought about doing anything else.
Right, right. No, yeah. that's awesome. And you were saying that, so this record is coming out July the 10th. The 10th.
Yes.
And is it just, it's on iTunes?
It's on iTunes. It's going to be on Bandcamp.
It's going to be out in stores.
It's going to be on Spotify, on TuneCore. I think it's going to be on Tidal. The new Jay-Z. I don't know if I should have agreed to that. I've heard some controversy.
It's going to be back in Target. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Target's near you.
Tidal will be fine. There'll be like 30 people on it, but they all like celebrities. It'll be Madonna and Jay-Z and Beyonce, but no one else. But
that's hilarious. Well, no, more excitingly, to me anyway, is that I've got CDs printed. And those are going to be at some Vancouver record stores near you. Those are going to be at any of my shows. We'll see if demand is high, which we'll find out. Maybe I'll start shipping them.
Yeah. You got a lot of shows coming up, actually. It's really fun ones, too. Like Car Free Day on Sunday, which it's super, it's always fun. It's Father's Day. There's always like tons of people walking around. Like, do you know whereabouts are you? Where is that setting
Maine
up?
And 30th, I'm playing at Car Free Day. I was very lucky.
Is it right on, it's like on the road or is it inside?
Yeah, it's I say I'm playing at a stage. I'm actually playing at a tent on the road. On the side, I'm pitching.
Just say stage. Sounds more glamorous.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've been very lucky. I get to actually organize this tent.
Nice.
Stage.
We've got quite a few, maybe seven different acts from Vancouver, North Vancouver. Some of my friends, some new people that I just can't wait to hear. Some even a act that's on tour is coming and playing at that stage. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, those events are tons of fun and family and such. Is the stage, is it going to be named to it? Is it sponsored by something?
Sponsored by Isaac Solomon. No, not that
I'm trying to think
of
Maine and 30th. That's by the, that's like the...
I'm not...
Like by Maine, the restaurant-ish, right?
Could be. I'm not yet a Main Street guy. I'm a bit more of a Kits guy at the moment, but I've gotten to go over the Main Street just a couple times recently, and I've fallen in love with it, really. It seems like such a hip place.
Yeah.
Like, I was always hoping to move to Brooklyn, because I'm from Washington, D.C. Right. My sister lives in Brooklyn. So that kind of seems like a bit of a Brooklyn of Vancouver.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're playing another show, the one after that.
Yes. Make Music Vancouver in Gastown, that one.
What is that about? What is Make Music Vancouver?
It's awesome. I was there last year participating just at another tent, helping represent a studio.
What summer you got to plan to attend?
And there's got to be at least 100 bands that play on the streets of Gastown on Water Street.
Do they shut down the
roads? Absolutely.
I think I saw you there last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, it's awesome. Is it right by... the Spaghetti Factory area.
Yeah.
I did see you there. Yeah, I was wicked.
Oh, cool. Oh, nice. I didn't know Danny back then, but he knew me. it's just amazing, and I'm so glad to be able to play there this year. It's going to be at 5:30. I hope there's information on their website because I can't remember exactly where I'm playing. I better find out.
Yeah, it says 5. It's on a Wednesday, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know.
Well, actually, that might work because it's downtown, and if you just get off work,
maybe that's their plan.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I don't even know if I've heard of it, but that sounds
great.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And you don't, you just be playing at who knows, one of the.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about those shows is that you don't need to promote them too much.
Yeah.
This playing a couple minutes ago here is an interesting dichotomy because it was had the opportunity to be both my biggest and smallest show ever because there was nobody in the room, but we're open to the airwaves. So hopefully some people heard
that. Well, it's odd because, I guess, you did sound, but it's an interesting thing where, because I'm so used to, even with the audience or just as a band, you kind of like, when you finish a song, maybe you're expecting like, some sort of reaction, but there's like, it's kind
we
of...
We give a light applause to each other.
Yeah.
No, a little bit of a hug and that's pretty much it.
Tip of a hat.
Yeah.
Tip of a hat.
Yeah.
Good job. Well done. So good show.
Did I mention how good you were back
sometimes
there?
You have bands in and then the friends would be here in the couch and then they would like, kind of, you hear like a little clap. Is that
back of the hand polite clap?
Like golf clap. Yeah. Yes.
Is that more awkward or just more silent? It's interesting. Well, the other space, we're talking about the new station that we're moving into. It's the dynamics is very different. Right now, you're playing in a lounge. For those of you in Radio Land, it's a lounge of CITR, and we've been doing this for 30 years in this lounge. This program has literally been on since like 86 or 87 or something. And we've just been playing in that room for forever. And the sound is good, and it's almost like playing in a rehearsal space,
a
jam space.
It's comfy.
Yeah, and it's kind of secluded. But the new station, the lounge, is right at the door. So, and the thing is, there's a glass gate. It's almost like it's not a garage door, but it's like a folding, I don't know what you call it. It's like a fan folded.
Like a hotel door. Like in a hotel closet.
Like a hotel closet. So you can totally open. So it's like one side of the wall to the atrium of the building. And just so happens that the atrium of the building that it's facing, it's a bunch of steps, knoll that people can. So in theory, literally in theory, if 100 people want to see the band play, they could, because the sight lines. Well, if you ignore this giant, there's a giant pole in the middle of it, but otherwise.
Just quickly mention that, so we don't care about it. Yeah, it's just a pole, but it's fine, don't worry about it, it'll be fun. But, it'll be loads of fun.
If you can ignore that, so that blocks off 25% of the crowd, but still.
Well, we're going to cover it in foam, so you can do all your moshing there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Acoustics, it's very curious because... Like, it sounds good. Yeah, who knows? It's very, very, I guess you'll be helping us find out.
like I like to say, who's to say, Danny? What's it going to sound like?
But it sounded great tonight.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Being the last band to play, probably the last band to play on this show at CITR, but probably the last live band to play on CITR.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine anybody else would do another
that's
show.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, we're really honored. Or yeah. I am. I can't speak for Danny. But I can see it in his eyes.
It's like, where are we?
Who is this guy?
Oh, well, no, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
Actually, we'll talk more, but there's also a show happening that you play in the Media Club.
Yes.
Supporting the Racket. I don't know too much about them.
They are from... Let's see, where are they from? I don't know those guys.
They play at the Media Club.
Yes, the Racket are my good friends from music school, and I'm unfortunately blanking on where exactly they're from, but Northern BC, they're just amazing. They've got a great sound, and they've got incredible energy. It'll be really fun to play for them.
Right. Have you played the Media Club before?
No, I haven't. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a good space.
Yeah, you've been there?
It's been a while for quite a while. It's probably one of the... the longest, one of the clubs has been around, one of the longest, other than the Railway Club. Most places, it's sort of been the city venue, like up and down here and there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very a nice cool. space. It's one of the few spaces where it's just like a giant rectangle. It's not like weird or have a weird, profile. It's pretty,
a Railway Club has an interesting shape to it.
Yeah, weird profile. But the Media Club is just like the stage, it's like this side, the bar is on the other end, and it just, boom.
That's ideal.
yeah, right. And the other ones you've just played before. It seems like you play tons of,
Yeah, I've been trying to. Well, I was like stuck in the studio for nearly a year, making progress, chipping away. But I've been really looking forward to getting back out and playing shows. So that's why I'm just trying to book away. Yeah.
Yeah. Any plans of heading out for the summer, going somewhere to play some shows? Or?
We'll see if we can get any gigs elsewhere. We'll be touring London.
if we have money.
No, we'd love to. No, definitely looking to go out on the island at least. I lived in Nelson the past year, so it'd be great to go back, visit there, play a couple shows in that town. It's a gorgeous town. It'd be nice.
Victoria would be nice. If we could get to the island, Victoria would be pretty cool.
That'd be great too.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, there must be a cool festival, small one.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Victoria seems to be perfect.
For a couple of young guys like us.
Yeah, like we could just get into Coachella.
Yeah.
Coachella should be fine.
Just get on the ferry and just start playing. What are they going to do? Kick you off the ferry?
Live on BC ferries.
Isaac Sullivan.
A brand new concert series.
Shut up.
Should do the a lot of the people that's been on the show also did the the train across Canada thing.
Right? Yeah, that sounds
you should look
cool.
into that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Where you just you sign up and then they just you get the whole train for free. Like it's all paid for.
Oh, is it really completely?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So you can you just take the train from. I don't know if it's paid for staying. I don't know if it's a sleeper train, but you just play from one side of the country to the other. And you get it on and off, whatever.
Brilliant.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you just cool, only thing you have to do is just play. But everyone said like awesome thing. You just play like in the diner cart, but like people are just into it.
Nice.
I've only like everyone who played it said they loved it. So, anyways, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Coming back. Yeah, we are kind of actually out of time, but. Oh. That's yeah. We're
time got flies like, when you're we got like fun.
2 minutes left. Yeah,
that's true, Danny. It's true.
Yeah. copy and paste is coming up next, so stick around for that program. The website for Isaac Solomon is isaacsolomon.ca. It's with with a K.
Why don't we just spell it once for good measure?
Yeah.
I've given myself a lot of grief about this. I S A A K S A L O M O N. .ca. That's is the German spelling of that. If you need a bit of an explanation. Danny.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
It is right. It's Salmon with an extra O. I
mean, yeah.
And you can't really put it anywhere else, otherwise it'd be like it just won't sound the same.
Yeah, no, so, you're right. Yeah, I mean it's very BC, which is what we're going for here now.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, like I said, copy paste. Thanks Evan for sound tonight. Next week will just be no live music. It's the second last day of Teardown Armageddon of CITR. So but stick around, it'll be fun. I think I'll have a studio chatty guest as just to my last day, so who knows. I'm going to have a party myself.
Okay.
just hang out here on your own.
Yeah, just hang out.
Just say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Have an apple tea.
Good. I'm going to be crying a lot.
Apple tears.
Tears. I don't know. It's like, I complain about all this. It's so hot in here. When it's summer, it's so hot in here. I complain. But
just trying to convince yourself that you want to leave. Yeah, it's just hot. And
The other place is air conditioned. It's fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah. All right. Good. Here we go.
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?